I'm Mike Puccinelli. Here are the stories making headlines at this hour. More than 1,500 teaching assistants and graduate assistants are on strike at the University of Illinois Chicago. They've been working without a contract since September. Members say they want a living wage and the university to waive fees. UIC is in session this week. Spring break is next week. A suburban police department is looking for a light on a dark, dark day. It was 3 years ago today. Park Forest Police Officer Tim Jones nearly lost his life in the line of duty. Jones was shot three times, including once in the head, while arresting an armed suspect in 2016. Doctors didn't expect him to survive. 3 years later, he's making an incredible recovery. The Park Forest Police Department put the call out for cards of encouragement and support for Jones as he recovers. And as you can see, people responded. Cards came in from Illinois, Indiana, Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, North Carolina, and as far away as Ontario, Canada. The DePaul Blue Demons now know who they'll face in the first round of the women's NCAA tournament. DePaul is the sixth seed in the Chicago region. They'll face Missouri State Saturday afternoon in Ames, Iowa. If the Big East champs make it to the Sweet 16, they'll feel right at home at Wintrust Arena. It's the 17th straight trip to the tournament for Doug Bruno and the Blue Demons. And here's your chance to compete against some of us here at CBS2 for March Madness. You could win $1,000. Go to cbschicago.com/bracketchallenge to sign up for this national contest and fill out your bracket. Well, spring officially starts tomorrow, but you can buy a bit of summer today. The lineup is not even out yet, but four-day tickets to Lollapalooza are on sale. Four-day general admission starts at $340. The music festival will bring more than 170 performances on multiple stages August 1st through the 4th in Grant Park. Meteorologist Megan Glaros is here now with your forecast.
Hey there, Mike. We're looking at temperatures today that are going to get up to around 50 degrees. Lots of sunshine out there, at least to start, and then some building cloud cover into the late afternoon. But I love this forecast. This is the last full day of winter, and it's going to feel much more like spring.
All right. Thanks so much. Keep it right here on CBS Chicago for updates throughout your day. We'll see you.